ever get the feeling the world of finance, like it's changing faster than a Bitcoin price ticker? We're right there with you.
Today's deep dive, we're looking at this company, MicroStrategy, and they are going all in on Bitcoin in a way that is causing ripples even outside the crypto world. I mean, it's big.
Yeah, and what's really interesting here is this isn't some brand new fintech startup, you know.
Yeah.
MicroStrategy has been around since the 80s, mostly known for software.
Right. Totally different world.
Right, but then their CEO, Michael Saylor, gets this idea, this conviction that Bitcoin, it's the future of value. So they jump in, both feet.
Okay, hold on. We got to talk about this. Michael Saylor. Who is this guy? Is he like a financial visionary or is this like a massive gamble?
Well, his argument is basically that traditional assets, all that stuff, stocks, bonds, real estate even, it's getting less efficient in this new digital world.
Yeah,
Because they're
interesting.
tied to these old systems, right?
Yeah.
And they're vulnerable to inflation controlled by these big institutions. Saylor, he's saying Bitcoin is the answer. So he's not just like tweeting about it. He decides to put his company's money where his mouth is. So
Exactly.
how much are we even talking about here?
Get ready for this. MicroStrategy owns, right now, roughly 252,220 bitcoins.
Whoa, whoa, okay. 252,220 bitcoins. That's not dabbling. That's a
That's a
statement.
statement, yeah.
But how does a company even get that much Bitcoin? I mean, did they like find Satoshi Nakamoto's hard drive or something?
Well, it's actually this whole multi-layered strategy, and this is where it gets even more interesting, I think.
Okay, lay it on me.
So back in 2020, they start by using $250 million of their cash reserves to buy Bitcoin.
Okay, so far so good.
But, and this is key, they didn't stop there.
Let me guess, they raided the company piggy bank, the snack fund.
Not quite. They started using their existing equity to buy even more. Think about it. They're taking chunks of the company's own value and directly trading it for Bitcoin.
Talk about putting your money where your mouth is. But I mean, even still, that doesn't explain how they got that much Bitcoin. Did they start like accepting Bitcoin payments for their software or?
No, that's the really fascinating part. What they did was start issuing corporate bonds and new equity to raise even more money.
And they used that money to buy more Bitcoin. It's like this Bitcoin buying machine fueled by like Wall Street itself.
It's a bold move. You got to give them that.
Yeah.
And it's different fundamentally from something like a Bitcoin ETS.
Yeah.
MicroStrategy isn't just, holding Bitcoin on behalf of investors. They're building a company where owning their stock is basically like owning a little piece of their massive Bitcoin stash.
Right, almost like a, so like if I buy their stock, it's like I'm buying Bitcoin without actually buying Bitcoin.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
You're essentially hitching your wagon to their Bitcoin bet, which means,
That risk, high reward.
exactly. And that brings us to this whole infinite money glitch thing,
Yeah. Okay. Infinite money glitch. That sounds less like a financial strategy and more like something you'd like hear a 12-year-old screaming while playing, I don't know, Roblox or something.
Yeah, you're not wrong. It's definitely one of those catchy phrases that will kind of captures the, the too good to be true vibe of this whole thing, but
Reality is a bit more complicated.
way more, yeah.
Okay, so like break it down for me. What is this glitch everyone's talking about?
So the idea, right, is MicroStrategy takes out these low-interest loans, these corporate bonds. They use that borrowed money to buy up a bunch of Bitcoin. Bitcoin goes up, which so far it mostly has, and boom, they've made a profit. Hopefully way more than the interest they owe. Then they just like do it again and again, hence the infinite money part.
I gotta say, it sounds tempting,
Right.
but I'm gonna guess it's not quite that simple in reality.
No, of course not. And Saylor, he's got this whole counter argument.
Lay it on me.
He basically pushes back on this glitch label, right? He says it's not about exploiting some, loophole in the system. It's about a fundamental shift in like how capital markets work in a digital age.
Right, I'm listening.
He uses this analogy. It's about thermodynamics, which, sounds complicated, but
Yeah, but go on.
it makes sense, actually. So picture this. Traditional assets, right? Stocks, bonds, the whole shebang. They're like steam.
Steam.
Yeah. High energy, kind of chaotic, and honestly, not always that efficient, right?
Okay.
Now picture Bitcoin as like ice, lower energy, very structured, and potentially a much more efficient way to, store and transfer value.
Okay, so he's saying Bitcoin is like the future of efficient value. But like for me, for the average person, why does this even matter?
That's a million-dollar question,
right?
And that's what makes MicroStrategy so interesting, because they've essentially made their stock a bet on Bitcoin.
So it's like MicroStrategy is saying, hey, you want in on this whole Bitcoin thing? Here's a way to do it, kind
of. You know, sort of a way to dip your toes in without diving head first, maybe.
Like, there we go.
But
there's always a but.
There's always a but with Bitcoin.
Right.
And it's a big one because, you know, when Bitcoin's price goes up, their stock, it can skyrocket. But when Bitcoin dips.
Look how below.
Yeah. It can be a wild ride down.
High risk, high reward. Right. It's like the tagline of the whole crypto world. But I mean, beyond the whole stock market thing, what does all this mean? Are we like actually watching companies change how they think about money?
That's the real question, isn't it?
Right.
And honestly, the answer is we don't really know yet.
Yeah.
But MicroStrategy, they're definitely shaking things up.
How so?
Just the sheer amount of Bitcoin they're buying, it impacts the market, right?
Supply and demand, the oldest rule in the book.
Exactly.
Right.
And they're not just buying it to, you know, flip it the next day. They're holding it, which takes it out of circulation.
Like they're this, I don't know, this whale in the Bitcoin ocean, and everyone's watching to see what they'll do next.
It's a good analogy.
Yeah.
But I think even more important is they're making it, well, less weird for these big institutions to think about Bitcoin.
Right. Hey, everyone else is doing it.
Exactly. If this, you know, this publicly traded company can just hold Bitcoin as part of their whatever, their assets, why not everybody else? Suddenly, it's not this crazy fringe idea. It's just another option.
Like they're dragging Bitcoin towards like Wall Street respectability or something.
Yeah. And then there's the whole the regulatory side of all this. Governments, central banks, they're all watching this very, very closely. What they decide to do about it or not do, it's a big deal for all of us.
It's a high stakes game for sure. But okay, let's cut to the chase. Is this whole MicroStrategy thing, is it sustainable? Can they actually keep this up? Or are they like one Bitcoin crash away from total disaster?
Yeah, it's the multi-billion dollar question, right? And nobody knows for sure. I mean, if Bitcoin really does become what Saylor thinks it will, some globally recognized store of value, and the price keeps going up.
MicroStrategy's laughing all the way to the bank.
Exactly. But
there's always a but.
Always a but.
Yeah.
Bitcoin, it's volatile. We all know that, right?
Yeah.
And it's still a new technology, relatively speaking. So there's risk. Big risk. I mean, who knows? Some massive security breach, some new regulations that kill the whole thing. Poof. It could all go up in smoke.
Okay, so what's like the takeaway for our listener who's been with us on this wild ride?
I think the big thing is we're in this really interesting moment, you know, this transition period in like the history of finance. And what MicroStrategy is doing, it shows how blurry the lines are getting between the old world of finance and this new world of digital assets.
So whether Saylor and MicroStrategy are geniuses or crazy.
Or a little of both.
Well, they're shaking things up.
Big time.
And that's what makes this whole thing so fascinating to watch.
Definitely. And, you know, this deep dive was just a quick look. If you want to really understand what's going on, well, you got to keep learning, right? Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Dive into the world of Bitcoin, blockchain, all of it. It might seem complicated, but hey, who knows? Maybe your next deep dive will be on some company that followed MicroStrategy's lead.
Or went in a completely different direction. There are so many possibilities.
That's the beauty of it all. The future of money, it's out there waiting to be discovered.